Hey there, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Hugh Blaine's 7 Principles of Transformational Leadership. Sophie, you read this one too, right? What did you think?
I did, and honestly, it kind of wrecked me in the best way. This isn't your typical leadership book. Blaine's whole argument is that we've got the wrong idea about leadership entirely. It's not about managing tasks, it's about inspiring souls.
Yeah, that line really stuck with me too. He says the core crisis in leadership is a deficit of heart, not strategy. And I was like, ouch, because I've definitely been guilty of leading with my head and not my heart.
Right.
And the first principle is the one that hit me hardest. He says you have to do the personal work before you can lead anyone else. You can't take people where you haven't been yourself.
That's so true. And it's the hardest thing to hear. Because it's so much easier to point fingers at the team than to look in a mirror. He talks about how our own fears and insecurities become the ceiling for our team's performance.
Exactly. He says if you're a micromanager or you have to be right all the time, it's probably because you're scared of being found inadequate. Until you deal with that, you're just going to sabotage your own efforts.
Yeah, that's brutal, but also makes sense. When you've done that inner work, you're grounded enough to celebrate other people's wins without feeling threatened. You lead from wholeness, not from lack.
And that foundation sets you up for the rest of the principles. The second one is about creating a compelling vision. But he's clear that a vision isn't a goal. A goal is a target, but a vision is a destination that stirs the soul.
Oh, I love that distinction. And he says the vision has to be co-created. You can't just dictate it from on high. You plant the seed, and then you invite everyone to shape it and make it their own.
Because when people feel ownership, they shift from being employees to being partners. That's the fuel for transformational change. But you can't have that without the third principle, which is deep connection.
Yeah, that's the one where he talks about being present. Putting down your phone, looking people in the eye, listening to understand, not just to reply. It's so rare these days.
And he says connection is built through vulnerability. If you admit a mistake or share a struggle, you create psychological safety. Then people aren't afraid to take risks or speak the truth.
It's about seeing the whole person, not just the employee. Like, people have families and dreams and fears. When you care about that stuff, you're a loyalty that no paycheck can buy.
Okay, so once you've got that foundation, the fourth principle is courageous communication. And this is where Blaine gets real. He says most organizational dysfunction comes from a failure to be honest.
We sugarcoat feedback. We avoid the hard conversations. We let resentment fester. He says that's an act of cowardice. Transformational leaders are radically candid. They speak the truth with love.
It's specific feedback, focused on behavior, not character. And it flows in all directions, not just top-down. You have to be willing to receive feedback too, and respond with gratitude, not defensiveness.
That's so hard. It's easier to be nice than to be honest. But he says false harmony is poison. Real harmony is built on trust that's been tested through honest, sometimes uncomfortable, dialogue.
And that trust sets the stage for the fifth principle, which is cultivating a growth culture. Blaine says transformational leaders are obsessed with potential. They see their primary role as developing people.
So you're giving stretch assignments, celebrating effort, not just outcomes. And when someone fails, you ask, what did you learn? Not who's to blame.
And you give credit generously. Your legacy isn't what you accomplished personally, it's the people you developed along the way. That creates a virtuous cycle where the organization just keeps getting stronger.
Okay, but here's the one I needed to hear. The sixth principle is energy management. He completely challenges the myth of the burnout hero, that thing where you wear exhaustion like a badge of honor.
He says a depleted leader is a dangerous leader. You make bad decisions, you're reactive, and you model unhealthy behavior for everyone. So you have to be a steward of your own energy and your team's energy.
Sleep, nutrition, exercise, and recovery time. And it's about creating an environment that energizes people instead of draining them. Cut the bureaucracy, reduce the meetings, give people autonomy.
And finally, the seventh principle, relentless gratitude and celebration. Blaine says most organizations are masters of criticism and amateurs at appreciation. We're quick to point out what's wrong, slow to acknowledge what's right.
That creates a culture of scarcity and fear. So he says you have to actively look for things to celebrate. Catch people doing things right and give specific, sincere recognition.
Celebration is a strategic tool. It builds momentum and reinforces the behaviors you want. And gratitude shifts your focus from what's lacking to what's abundant. It keeps you humble and grounded.
You know, the more I think about it, the more I realize this whole book is a call to let go of ego and control. It's about serving people, not managing them. And that's a radical shift.
It is. And the payoff is huge. You build an organization where people are fulfilled, not just productive. And your legacy is measured in the lives you've touched, not just the stock price.
The part that got me was near the end, where he says leadership isn't about managing things, it's about loving people. And I think that's the whole ballgame. If you get that right, everything else follows.
Absolutely. And if you want to dive deeper into that idea, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access. So, the real takeaway from Blaine's book is that leadership is a journey inward, and the destination is a world where work is a source of meaning and connection. We'll see you in the next one.